Welcome into the last Did You Know show of the week here on KCHI. I'm Trevor Grady, joined by Noah Cassidy. Got some good stuff for you guys today.
And yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a little bit of sports getting back into your realm today.
Yeah. You can kick us off, though.
I can, or let's say not kick us off, but I'm going to...
Drive off the tee.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say club us off, but that didn't sound right either. I don't know. But yeah, so if anybody out there is, I mean, I guess maybe a lot of you are. This is a bigger golfing town in general. Maybe some of y'all don't know the story of this guy. His name is Michael Block. He just placed 15th last tournament. What was it? Last weekend?
Yep, last weekend.
Last weekend. And it was the biggest payout he's ever had. So what the guy is, he's not actually a tour pro. He doesn't typically go on the tour. He is a PGA pro, but there's a difference. A PGA pro, there's like 29,000 of them. There's only 200 golfers, PGA pro golfers, that actually go on tour. So he got the opportunity to be able to golf in the PGA Championship last weekend, and he ended up placing 15th. In fact, he made a hole-in-one on hole 15, not just a hole-in-one, but he slam dunked it. Yep. Didn't touch anything but the cup, straight into the cup. Super awesome for him.
Electric video. I have to go watch it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go look it up. It's nuts. But the really cool thing is prior to this tournament, he's golfed in a few tournaments before, and he's only made like $5,000-$10,000 before, but he cleared $288,000. To be precise, it's $288,333. Of the $8.7 million prize pool in total, yeah. By the way. A lot of money there. But as at 15th place, the biggest win. He's a tour pro, and he coaches at a club in California. And so he makes decent money as a golfer and a teacher. Mm-hmm. But that's just super big. A Cinderella story of golfers right there.
Yeah.
As Michael Block pulls that off, 15th place.
I saw something somewhere where he teaches lessons where he charges X amount of money at his club. And the amount of money he made from placing 15th was like the equivalent of like him teaching like 250 lessons or
that's
something.
That's insane. I saw that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Cool
and
stuff.
Before I actually sent it back to you, I actually kind of forgot. This is a cool little thing. During the press conference, they were talking to him about some stuff that happened. And the 7-iron that he made that hole in one on,
yeah.
Somebody offered him 50 grand for that 7-iron. One club, a 7-iron. 50 grand for, and then they were talking about, you know, obviously his phone is probably blowing up from all these people saying congratulations, like this is super cool for him. One of those guys is a Michael Jordan himself.
Reached out to him
through text message. Michael Jordan said he's always been a big fan of golf, and so they kind of texted back and forth for a little bit, and Michael revealed to him that he enjoyed his basketball as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, Michael Jordan himself reached out to him through text message,
cool,
congratulating him on that sports skeptical right there.
Yeah.
Spectacle, yeah, not yeah. Skeptical, yeah. Spectacle. Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff. That was a crazy story last weekend to follow. We won't talk about how he's doing in the tournament this
weekend.
Yeah,
we're going to ignore that. He made plenty of money. He's good. He's happy.
All right. All right. Well, so here's mine. So I have a little bit of history of the NBA logo. So the did you know part is, did you know that the NBA logo is actually modeled after a real NBA player?
A real? Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, so Jerry West, who played back, I think, in like the 50s, 60s. He's pretty old now. Still alive, but he was a point guard for the Lakers. I think he played for a couple other teams, but mainly the Los Angeles Lakers. And he was the model for the logo. But what I didn't know, and the reason that I have this Did You Know show today, is there's a pretty crazy story behind it. So it was created, the logo, in 1969 by a brand consultant, Alan Siegel, who had just created the Major League Baseball logo a year before. And if you've seen the two logos, they're very similar.
Yeah,
it's that red, white, and blue with kind of a silhouette thing. So he pulled from the same design for the NBA as he did for the MLB. In trying to determine what figure should be in the image, he found his inspiration from a random photo of Jerry West playing. It's just him dribbling the ball and coming up the court. It's a pretty iconic, like, basketball, you know, stance. You can tell he's like running up the court with the ball right below his hand. And the commissioner, Walter Kennedy, loved it. But Siegel didn't initially like tell him who the inspiration for the logo was. So the commissioner, Walter Kennedy, loved it, but didn't know that West was the model for the image. And Jerry West himself was actually never asked whether he was okay with being
the
logo.
Because even though it's blacked out, it's still him.
So. Right, exactly. And so Siegel never hid his inspiration. And so when people would ask, he would say, yeah, it's modeled after Jerry West. And eventually it became a thing and people started to know that Jerry West was the logo. And Siegel explained that he actually met with David Stern years later, who was the new commissioner of the NBA, and Stern wouldn't acknowledge that it was West.
Probably because they had to pay him if it was.
Exactly. And so Siegel theorized that either the NBA didn't want to admit it was based on a player, or they're concerned that West would want royalties if he knew he was the logo. And so West has come out, and he's actually began to resent that he is the logo because he had an amazing career with the Lakers and everything, but now he feels like pretty much everyone just knows him as the logo
instead
as opposed
of
what
player.
He actually did.
Okay.
And it quickly obviously became his nickname and he hated it. And he actually, his frustration boiled over and he had an interview with ESPN where he said he was extremely embarrassed by it all and he wanted the NBA to change the logo. He actually even suggested that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's Skyhook could be the new logo. Michael Jordan's iconic Jumpman could be the logo. LeBron James' breakaway dunk. He gave a few other suggestions. That was about 5 years ago. And of course, the NBA hasn't really budged and I don't see them doing so.
Right, probably not. But that would be a cool thing if they'd like every year kind of change it up just to where it was a new iconic thing from that past year. That'd be kind of interesting.
I remember when Kobe passed away about 4 years ago now, that there was a pretty big push to have his iconic fadeaway be it. And who knows if the NBA will ever actually do that. But pretty crazy. I didn't know all that about the logo.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty in-depth story. And I mean, if stuff ends up coming out for some reason, that's a lot of royalties.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's it for the Did You Know show. Thanks, Noah, for getting into the sports realm again. That was fun.
Absolutely. Can't wait to do it again.
All right. We'll see you guys on the Did You Know show Monday through Friday, 2:45 p.m.